بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عائشة، may Allah be pleased with her, said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 5 kinds of animals are harmful and could be killed in the haram, in the sanctuary. These are the crow, the kite, the scorpion, the mouse, and the rabid dog. Muslim said, may Allah have mercy on his soul, in his sahih, 5 fawasiq, that is the harmful animals, to be killed in haram and outside the haram area. In this hadith, we learn that when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the game must not be chased in the sanctuary, the animals, the birds that people hunt cannot be frightened, cannot be chased, and cannot be hunted in the haram area, the Prophet is giving us an exception, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because people might think that these animals, these harmful creatures, must not be killed. And this is not the case. The Prophet is telling us that these 5 creatures can be killed, whether you find them in the sanctuary or outside of the haram area. Why? Because of their harm. So the crow is to be killed, and some scholars differed regarding the crow. Is it the crow that attacks the crops, or is it the crow that feeds on dead animals and does harmful things? It appears to be it is the same in both. So if found and it is harmful, it must be killed. The kite is also a different type of bird. It's a sort of a scavenger. And the scorpion, we all know. And also the scorpion, you can kill it in the sanctuary, but even if you're praying, you must kill it. And the mouse, the Prophet ﷺ instructed us to kill the mice if we see them, and also to kill the rabid dog. The dog that attacks, the dog that is harmful, has to be killed. And scholars said anything that is harmful can be killed. So if it's a wolf, if it's a tiger, if it's a lion, it takes the same ruling as the rabbit. If it is, let's say, also a snake, can be or must be killed. If it is any other type of insect that attacks and that harms people, you can kill it without any problem. But what you're not allowed to kill is something that is not harmful. And scholars say that things that can be killed in the haram area usually are 1 of 4. 1, the normal livestock. So what is the ruling on slaughtering livestock in the sanctuary of haram? It is permissible. People have to eat. So you can slaughter a sheep, a cow, a chicken, etc. All of this is permissible for you to slaughter, because this is not considered to be game. It's not considered to be something to be hunted. The second type that can be killed in haram, things that are not considered to be game, but at the same time, they're not harmful. For example, a cat. This is not something that you hunt, but at the same time, it is not harmful. So if you kill it, it is not recommended in Islam, and you will be sinful for killing it without any legitimate reason. But hypothetically speaking, if a person runs over a cat, is he sinful by mistake? No. Is he instructed to pay an expiation? The answer is no. The third type of things to be killed in haram are things that are harmful, like the 5 mentioned earlier. And scholars say that you must kill it, and there is no sin in killing it, and there is no expiation as well for killing it. The fourth thing that you may kill in haram is the hunted animals, the game. So if you hunt a pigeon, there is an expiation. You have to slaughter, for example, a sheep. If you kill something that is bigger, for example, if you kill an ostrich, and at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Arabian Peninsula was inhabited by ostriches. So if you kill an ostrich, then you have to pay the compensation for that, the expiation for that, which is to sacrifice a camel, and so on. Now, we move on to hadith of Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. And this is regarding entering Mecca. And this hadith was narrated by Anas, and he said that the Prophet ﷺ entered Mecca in the year of the conquest wearing a helmet on his head. And when the Prophet took it off, a person came and said, Ibn Khattal is holding the covering of the Kaaba, meaning that he's taking refuge in the Kaaba. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kill him. Now in this hadith, there are a number of lessons to be learned. Among them is the ruling in entering Mecca without having the state of ihram. The most authentic opinion is that it is a must for a person to enter Mecca. If he did not perform Umrah in his life, then it is a must for him to make Umrah, because Umrah is mandatory, as we know. If someone decides to come for business and he says, I'll make Umrah next year or the year after, and he never made Umrah in his life, this is not permissible. He has to fulfill his obligation. As long as he's coming to Mecca, he must make Umrah first. But if a person has already made Umrah once in his lifetime, and then he wanted to go to Mecca either for business or for visit or just to pray in the haram, is it permissible for him not to offer ihram and make Umrah? And the answer is yes. The evidence is this hadith of Anas, that the Prophet entered Mecca alayhi salatu wasalam wearing the helmet, meaning that he was not in the state of ihram, which means that if you have a reason to enter Mecca and you don't want to make ihram, you don't want to offer Umrah, this is permissible. And when he entered Mecca, they told him about Ibn Khattal. And Ibn Khattal was a Muslim. And then he committed the act of apostasy. And he had slave girls of his chanting poetry, criticizing and ridiculing of Islam. So not only he committed the act of apostasy, but he was an enemy of Islam. From this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ entered Mecca with a helmet. Why? Because this is what a warrior wears to protect his head from any blows that he may receive. And the Prophet, when he used to fight ﷺ, he used to wear his armor. And from this we learn and know that it is not against tawakkul. It is not against your reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal to take the means. We have deviant sects saying that you have to have full tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal and not work and not do anything and stay in the masjid and Allah will give you provisions. And this is wrong. This is insane. It is like saying, sit in the home and pray that Allah will prepare food for you. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.